Bonnie Jean Forshaw has been behind bars in Connecticut for more than 27 years for killing a pregnant woman in the mid-1980s. She was granted this week's clemency hearing after a memo was found, written years ago, by then-public defender, now Superior Court Judge John Blue. Blue says he believes Forshaw's legal representation at the time was ineffective, in his words, even downright shocking. Forshaw was a battered woman who'd endured verbal and physical abuse as a child. She was a mother at the age of 13. Later, she was the victim of horrific domestic violence. On the night of the shooting in 1986, a man she'd never met before followed her outside of a Hartford club, shouting insults because she'd refused to let him buy her a drink. A woman neither of them knew stepped in to try and defuse the situation. When Forshaw fired what she claims was meant to be a warning shot, the man, by his own admission, pulled the other woman in front of him as a shield. The bullet killed the woman, who was 6 months pregnant. Forshaw was arrested on 2 counts of murder for killing the mother and the unborn child. Eventually, a judge ruled that she couldn't be tried in the death of the fetus. She was tried for premeditated murder and sentenced to 45 years in prison. Now, Connecticut's Board of Pardons and Paroles will determine if Forshaw should be released based on the new evidence. Diane Orson, WNPR News.